folks, welcome to week 39, a year of self-love journal. This week marks the second, or no, what is this? The last quarter of the year, not the second quarter of the year, the last quarter of the year. Here we are, we've arrived. And I hope you've enjoyed this year as much as I have. I realized as I was preparing for this week, like how far we've come, how far back in the book I am. And, you know, whether you've been with me every week or you've jumped in or out, like no judgment, don't judge yourself. These weeks will be here. This is evergreen content for you to continue to explore self-love, to deepen it, to pull back those layers for yourself. And so know that you don't have to keep up here, that we're not judging ourselves as we move through this process of discovery of self-love. You might recall I talked to one of my listeners who was engaging in it early on and thought, oh my gosh, this is really hard work. Let me back away and take a break. Or yeah, I don't know if that I'll be able to go week by week. I might need more time. And my encouragement to them was just to be patient with themselves, to love themselves through the development, deepening of self-love. So all that to say, this week's affirmation is, when I feel doubtful, I remember I have the power to make a positive change in my life. I can do this. And that pep talk is maybe just the one that you need. I know for me, it was right on time. And thinking about not only the progress I've made, but how, when I'm doubtful of myself, how do I remember? How do I remind myself of what I have the capacity for? And I know that I can make a change in my life, even if it's hard. Like I can do hard things. And for me, I'm growing more confident in not spending so much time. And I even frame it as not wasting as much time being hard on myself. It's not easy. But I try to not, when I get down, stay down longer than I have to. Like, let myself feel the feelings I'm feeling, whether it's sadness or frustration or anger. I think before in the past, I might have dismissed those feelings or not allowed myself to feel them. And so it's a new thing for me to love myself enough to be honest about what I'm feeling. And then also to not spend so much time wallowing, that I get to feel it and I also get to move on, that I'm not a bad person or a weak person for feeling those emotions, that I'm a person, that I'm a human. And so for me, I'm growing in my confidence and trusting myself that I will be able to get out on the other side, and being a little more confident that I can come out of whatever I'm feeling, like, you know, falling off the bandwagon, and rather than beating up myself up like, oh, you were in this routine, it was going so well, how do I get back on? What am I going to do to recommit, to remember that I can do this? I was listening to this one person I follow on TikTok. I don't know how much longer that'll be a thing for me, but for right now, I follow this woman, and she was saying, if you're struggling with a habit, that it might just be that you haven't made it easy enough. And so she is an obesity doctor and works with folks around like making food changes. And now with all the GLP-1 conversations and, you know, people thinking it should be easy, it should be all these shoulds. And I've heard people say, you know, don't should yourself to death. Like, stop beating yourself up with shoulds. What is happening? And so this week's affirmation was a reminder for me that, like, it's okay to know that you can make a change if you don't like what is happening. And so anyway, this physician was saying that, you know, if you're struggling with something, maybe you just haven't made it easy enough. So if you know that, you know, eating how you want to eat that fuels your body isn't necessarily hard, like you like it, it's just a matter of having the time. How do you meal prep? Or if you can't fully meal prep, how do you cut things up so that you're ready to make the meal faster? Like, whatever you're navigating, rather than wasting time beating yourself up, spend some time being curious about how you can make it easier for yourself. And I like that approach because curiosity is something I keep trying to come back to in my work, like my academic work, and also in my personal work of like, let me be curious about how I can be in this space and also make it something not, I shouldn't just see, there I go, control, not just making it something else, but like, what do I want it to be? How do I shape it? And so, for example, sometimes like for the meal prep thing, for me, that's a thing of like, I know if I just think a little bit ahead, I can make choices that help fuel me and like don't bog me down and make me sluggish and right. Like I know I can do that. And so when I don't make those choices, rather than like I said, spend time beating myself up, I'm like, okay, how do I get curious about like how I set myself up? Okay, so even though Sunday you might not feel like, right, my feelings might not be in the meal prep, I actually know that Wednesday night, Kira will be really appreciative that I did this. And so let me help myself rather than beat myself up, have some compassion for myself, and then think about, all right, how do I support myself? Knowing that we're going to be here again, busy week, you know, there's a couple days that are just like nonstop. I don't really have time to think. I just have time to execute. And so, yeah, I'm chilling on Sunday. And I also need to support my future self. And so I'm sharing that to say, like, that's a place where I've grown and gotten a little more confident. I think historically I might've thrown a little temper tantrum. Even now, sometimes I do. And I'm like, yeah, you could not want to do this, but we're still going to do this. So that's part of what this week is about. Like noticing, where are your shifts? How are you working through your self-doubt rather than just letting your self-doubt paralyze you? How are you giving yourself those pep talks? And so one of the things that this week asks is to reflect on like what words encourage you. Some people are kind of like that tough love on themselves. And I would say, you know, for some folks that works, I still want you to have compassion for yourself. But sometimes, you know, people want the like the real talk, right? And other folks are like, no, I want to, you know, affirm in a positive, like supportive, loving, caring way. And whatever works for you, reflect on that to figure out how you can encourage yourself. And one of the ways that this week talks about is learning from nature. So they talk about being strong like a tree. I've heard a lot of young folks nowadays talk about like, I just need to go touch grass. To me, that's a similar idea of like, we can learn from nature. And so one of the activities for this week is being strong like a tree, like borrowing strength from the tree. How are we maybe even literally spending time leaning, feeling the strength of the trunk, admiring and observing the deepness of the roots and how they create stability? And what are our roots? What are the things that ground us? How do we stay upright? What are the practices? Who are the people? What are the things that we have to make sure we cultivate in our life so we can grow our roots deep, be stable, be sturdy, be strong like the tree? And that doesn't mean strong, stoic, unfeeling. It just means we can weather the storms, right? So this idea that it's all sunshine for trees is not accurate. They go through a lot. They are out in the elements and they weather them. They navigate through the seasons. They navigate through change. And so how can we learn from nature? So I invite you to think about that for yourself. I was thinking about the kind of tough love, you know, mantra, like for some people, like if you were like a tree and it's bitter cold, you know, some people might want to envision and like visualize the warmth of summer. And for other people that might be irritating and they might just need to be like, yeah, it's cold, I'm miserable, and I'll still make it through. So you got to figure out like what self-talk is actually encouraging for you so that you can figure out how to harness your power to get through the hard things. The other thing that I wanted to say today is just thinking about like this point in the year, think about what progress you've made. Look back and see if there's like an aha moment in one of your journal reflections. How have you grown more patient with yourself? What does that look like? This might sound silly, but I was talking to my oldest son and he was telling me about like some streamer that he first learned about in like 2021. And now today, this streamer is a household name. I mean, household for him. I can't remember his name right now. My point being, he and I were talking about how, you know, we sometimes see people as who they are today if they're like a big person. Like he mentioned Zendaya and I'm like, yeah, I remember when she was like a Disney, you know, kid and not this supermodel and all of these things. And so we were talking about just the time that it takes for people to grow in their craft, to make mistakes, which we'll talk about in some weeks to come. And this idea that we want to be patient with ourselves, that we can't expect that we are a finished product, and that as we grow and evolve and change and love on ourselves, that we're able to grow into who we want to be, but that it's unreasonable to expect perfection from ourselves. So this week, thinking about, you know, those moments when we feel self-doubt, that those are going to come, and how do we harness our power, and how do we encourage ourselves to be the change that we want to be in our lives, to create that change. And you can do it. So I'd be curious how you're thinking about this last quarter of the year. What are your goals? How are you engaging with this material? Feel free to share with me in the comments. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials, and I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.